Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-commerce Paradise Podcast. And today's episode, I want to talk about what it takes to make sales within the first few days of launching your e-commerce site. And a lot of people wonder, you know, like, how long is it going to take me to start making sales? How long is it going to start taking take me to start, you know, get my website profitable and start making money from my dropship store? And yeah, it really depends on your experience level. It depends on if you have a course to follow, and it depends on if you have mentorship and coaching to go along with it. But if you follow a plan and you can get it done, and you know, you can have a coach to help you through things, you can definitely get your store profitable within the first month of launch. So with that said, it can take a while for you to build a store out before you even go to launch it. It can take upwards of between, you know, a month, maybe a few weeks to a month, to all the way up to, you know, 3 or 4 months. It really depends on how much time you have to invest in building your store out. So a lot of people that I deal with have, you know, families and full-time jobs and go to school and stuff like that. So it can be very difficult to put aside enough time to actually, you know, build your store for hours every single day. But it's kind of what it takes. You know, you really do have to focus on building it out for hours every single day. It's not the most difficult process, but it does require some creativity, and it does require some upfront investment for money as well. So if you're not willing to do that, if you're not willing to put set aside a time to do research and to get creative and, you know, to build a unique business, and then also to actually invest, you know, at least a few hundred dollars up front to build your website out, then it's probably not for you. You know, you have to be willing to invest time, money, and a little bit of mental effort in order to get it to happen. But yeah, so, you know, it takes a while to build a site. And the reason it takes a while to build a profitable website as opposed to a non-profitable one is because you really want to optimize it as much as you can before you launch it. If you just launch your site without optimizing it, it'll take longer to get your first sales. But the cool thing about building a site out and optimizing it first is that you can get your first sales within your first few days of launch. But you have to know what you're doing, right? So that's why I created the masterclasses, because I wanted to teach people how to do it right the first time. I actually do a case study store where I show you step by step exactly how to do everything. And it's a lot of work. Like, you have to get into the trenches and, you know, do little tiny adjustments here and there and set things up. And, you know, it really does take a lot of work and effort and time. And I didn't see any other course out there that actually shows you step by step tutorials on every single little thing that you have to do for your store to build it out and to launch it. So I wanted to create one of myself, and it's been a very tedious process, but I've been able to do that. And within the first, you know, few days of launch, I've already gotten the first sale on the case study store. So I'm really excited about that. And now it's time for growth. Now it's time to, you know, get more suppliers, add more products, and launch more ads. And then I'll be able to film the customer service section of the course, and also be able to film you know, other sections like social media and, you know, multi-channel selling and stuff like that. So it's going to be exciting. And it's a big course already. There's hours and hours and hours and hours of footage in there, and, you know, 8 modules already. So, I consider it probably maybe, I don't know, 2/3 done at this point. So it's quite a bit more I want to do after you launch. You know, there's a lot you can do to scale a store to 6 figures, and that's what you know, want to talk about. There's a fine line between keeping things simple and overcomplicating things, though. So I really am trying to keep it as simple as possible and yet still provide the exact information that you need to go into depth on how to actually launch your store. So a lot of people, you know, they don't know what they're getting themselves into sometimes when they're sold on some sort of a high ticket course, you know, an expensive course. Like, you know, yes, there's a bunch of them out there now, but if you watch a webinar or something like that, and the person, you know, sells you on all sorts of things, and, you know, and then you get in there and you go to find out, they just tell you what to do. They don't actually show you how to do it. You know, that can be a bummer, right? And, you know, a lot of the courses out there, they kind of simplify things just so that you're happy, so that when you get in there, you're like, oh, that was really easy. And then you set up a website and you send traffic and you don't get any sales. Well, it's because you didn't optimize it good enough, because that course probably didn't really teach you how to optimize that well, right? They might have told you a couple of things, but there's a lot more than a couple of things you need to do to create a really professional e-commerce business that actually converts customers, right? And the whole sales funnel is very, in depth, and you have to understand that it's not just about, putting a sale price on your store. There's a lot of conversion triggers. There's a lot of sales funnel things you have to set up in your store. And then there's a lot of follow-up you have to set up as well. And then the paid advertising, there's certain campaign structures you have to follow. And if you don't follow them correctly, you'll end up wasting a lot of money and a lot of time, or you just won't get any leads. So yeah, there's a lot to it. And, the way you do it is you have to do a lot of research up front. You have to choose a good niche. That's where you start. You have to choose a really profitable niche. And I talk about it in my niche hacks course because I really wanted to make sure that people understand what it takes to find a profitable niche. And, the number one killer of any store, usually in the very beginning, is that the niche is either not right. There's not enough demand for it. Or the price is not high enough. The profit's not high enough. There's a lot of reasons, and that's why I talk about that. And I actually have the coolest thing about my course is I have these templates, these spreadsheets that are included as bonuses. And so, like, for every single step of building your store out, I don't just show you how to do it. I actually include a template so that you can go and hire a virtual assistant to do it for you. And I don't just tell you to go hire a VA. I actually give you the link to where you can hire the same VA that I use for my stores. It's kind of crazy. And I don't know about any other course that does that. So not only do you get access to my same virtual assistants, but you actually get the same templates I use to build my store out. So pretty crazy, right? And so with that said, the store building process takes a lot less time when you do it that way, as opposed to going and trying to actually build out your store yourself and do every single product yourself. That can take months and months and months and months, months and years of work. I did that with my first store, and it was just tedious all-nighters, and I never do that again. Definitely hire virtual assistants to do the work for you. That's the secret. And so definitely build out your demo site, and then you can get suppliers. And that whole process can be kind of confusing. Do I need to do this? Do I need to do that? Does it look good? I don't know. I do a lot of coaching calls. People ask me, hey, is my site good enough? And the truth is, you have to make it good enough for suppliers. You don't have to make it perfect for making sales in the beginning, because your only point right up front is to actually just get suppliers. So first you get suppliers, and then probably you'll get at least 3 to 5 suppliers your first round of recruiting. And I provide templates for that, and it's really easy to just email suppliers and then follow up with a phone call with those same suppliers. And then the ones that don't write to you can follow up with a phone call, or more emails, and you'll hopefully get them on board too. And it's pretty simple getting suppliers. You fill out their applications, you get their CSV sheets, and then you upload to your website. And again, I provide the template and the virtual assistant that I use to upload the products to my website, and it's done perfectly every single time. So that process is made really easy. Even if it's hundreds of products, it'll get uploaded to your website within a matter of days. So you don't have to do that yourself, and that's not that much money. It's really, really cheap, actually. So you just don't get that in any other course. And once you get the products in your site, you add some content to your site from the supplier, and then you can start optimizing your store. And I use the Shoptimize theme. It's the number one best theme for conversion rate optimization out there for a lot of reasons. A lot of things are built into it. And even then, it's not customized for high ticket dropshipping. It's customized right out of the box for AliExpress dropshipping and print on demand dropshipping. So I had to go through and actually do a lot of theme code customizations to the website, but I actually filmed the entire process, and I provide those codes as well in the course. So you get to not only get the best optimized theme, but you actually get a customized version of that, or you have to customize your own version of that to high ticket dropshipping, so selling expensive products. So all the things that people need before they're going to buy something expensive online, you're going to be doing that in your store, and I show you exactly how to do that. So it's pretty cool. And that process can be a while. It's upwards of around 30 videos in that module, the optimization module. And that's for a reason, because there's a lot of work that needs to be done in order to optimize your store for sales, and that's one of the most important things that you can do before you launch your store is completely fully optimize it. It takes the longest time, but it's worth it, because once you launch, you can get sales right away. It's amazing. You don't have to wait months and spend tons of money on ads and wonder why nothing's happening, because you went through and you did all that work up front. And I've been doing this on multiple sites. I've sold 3 stores for mid 5 figures, and I've started so many other stores. I actually have 4 different e-commerce stores right now. One is about to launch pretty soon after that too. So I'm pretty excited. And you know, cha-chings are coming in all the time, and it's just exciting to me. You know, it's cool to see that all this hard work pays off, you know, and it's really, really nice. So I'm also able to help students. But the thing about the course that it's, you know, it's been a work in progress for me. And I've had a lot of people write me and ask me, you know, I'm thinking about getting in. I just don't know if it's right for me. And I tell them, well, the thing about it, you have to understand yourself, you know, like, first of all, do you have the money to invest? Second of all, do you have the, you know, high limit credit cards? Do you have the credit where you can actually, you know, do high ticket drop shipping? You need to have high credit and good credit and a high limit credit card in order to purchase products from a supplier. And if not, then, you know, consider getting a business partner that does, or trying out low ticket drop shipping, AliExpress drop shipping, print on demand, or something, some other kind of business model first, maybe affiliate marketing before you get into high ticket drop shipping. And then the next thing too is that, you know, a lot of people, they're really excited about getting at that low price that I had it for a long time, $47 a month. And the thing about that is that I realized some people are getting in there and they're just stealing all the course assets, like the templates and the sheets and stuff like that, and they drop out after the first month. And that's not what I wanted. I don't want people in my course just taking the assets and running. So what I've had to do is I actually had to raise the price, unfortunately. And for those people that didn't get to get in at the last minute, you know, I'm sorry, but this is just how it has to be. But the pricing is actually a better deal for you. I'm just unfortunately having to force it upon you at a higher price instead of allowing it you to get in at $47 a month. I'm now having to make it at $497 per year. So that's it. And if you were to pay $47 a month for 12 months, it would cost more than $497 a year. And, you know, so that's up to you whether you think that it's worth it or not. But to me, it's worth way more than that. Way, way, way more than that. So I'll probably be re-raising the price again in the following months once I finish the future modules, which will be scaling the business and managing it. So get in now still while the pricing is low, because I'm not going to have it ever set at like a lifetime purchase thing where you just buy it and get lifetime access, because to me, that's not really worth it. My goal here is to continue to build content into this course all into the future. So there's going to be content added weekly. And, you know, for that reason, I have to have it at a subscription level, but I do need that upfront investment now. So, if you're not willing to invest upfront for an entire year, which is what it takes to build and scale a high ticket dropshipping business, it can take upwards of an entire year to do that, you know, to get it six figures. So you need to be able to invest in a whole year upfront with me, and you need to be willing to invest your time as well. What I find a lot is with students that enter at a $47 level is that they're paying such a low price that they don't really take it seriously, and they get in there and then they forget about it and they don't log in for 2-3 weeks or even a month. And then they end up paying again and again and again. And while I don't mind taking your money, you know, I don't want people in there that aren't going to participate and aren't going to actually take action on a consistent basis. I want students in there that are willing to pay me more money and they're also willing to take consistent action every single day to get their store launched so that I can get more success stories, because that's my goal here. I want to make every single student a success story. I want to be able to feature you guys on my sales page, in the blog, on the YouTube channel. I want to be able to do interviews with you guys on the podcast later on. So my goal is to get success stories, and I need a more of an investment from you. I need an investment in time. I need an investment in money. And I also need, you know, an investment in promise that you're going to actually take action on a consistent basis and make it happen. So that's where it's at now. It's at $497 a year for just course access and all the bonuses. And $997 a year gets you 12 coaching sessions. So that's unheard of in the industry, where you're actually going to get 12 coaching sessions with someone who, at my level, who has done, you know, over 10 years of e-commerce and, you know, has sold multiple six-figure stores in the past. It's actually going to coach you one-on-one. So that's a limited time thing. I might take that down in the future as well. I might be making it available only to the first 10 students or something like that. I haven't really, you know, thought of that yet. But the truth is that, you know, all of this is, you know, subject to change at any time. If I do decide to raise the price again, I will. And it's not because I want to, you know, force you guys to pay more money. It's because I want you guys to make more of a commitment. And that's important to me. If you're going to get the case study site course that I've created with all my assets and everything and access to all my virtual assistants, you're going to need to commit a bit more to me. So there you go. And I really hope that you guys enjoyed listening to this podcast. I know it can be kind of strange that, you know, a lot of gurus out there are like, yeah, you can get rich, you just sell expensive products online and da da da. And then you find someone like me who's like, you know, really in reality, it takes a lot of work up front and a bit of money and a lot of commitment to change your life, you know, and then you don't know what to do. You're thinking, oh, this guy over here says get rich quick. This guy over here says you ain't going to get rich quick. You're going to get rich, but it's going to take a long time and a lot of effort and a lot of work. And you just kind of understand, like, any business out there is going to take a lot of work and a lot of upfront investment. And if you happen to find somebody who's offering you a lot of value for a low price, I mean, jump in instantly. You know, that's opportunity. Like, I had this open for a good 3 or 4 months at that low price. And, you know, I only got about 30 students and I was just surprised that, like, you know, I didn't get a whole lot more. And that's perfectly fine with me because I'm building the course out still and now people can invest more. You know, I'm excited about that. That's been my goal this entire time. So if you guys want to actually, you know, create real wealth and launch a store and have sales immediately, then, you know, you found the course here and, you know, this can really change your life, but you need to commit to it. And what I found is that when people invest more money, they tend to commit a little bit more because, you know, you paid more money and now it's time to get into that course, right? And you got that in the back of your head. Oh shit, I paid, you know, $500 or $1,000 for the course. And, you know, if I don't take action, then I'm pretty much throwing that money out the window. And so, you know, that'll get you to move, if anything will. So if you're thinking about it, if you're on the fence about it, definitely now's the time to get in. I might be raising the course again another month or two. The pricing could go up and the coaching could disappear. So take advantage of that as well. Now I do sell one-off coaching sessions. If you want to, you know, have me take a look at your store and help you optimize it for conversions, I sell $97 an hour for coaching. You can check it out at ecommerceparadise.com. Just scroll down on the homepage there. And yeah, if you guys are looking to get started and you just don't know yet, you can sign up for Dropship Secrets still. That's completely free. It's a mini course. It's at the top of the homepage at ecommerceparadise.com, or just go to ecommerceparadise.com/dropshipsecrets. So I'm excited to help everybody get started out there. I know it can be a daunting journey, but I've been through it many times before and, you know, working all day long, working all night long and taking phone calls and stuff like that. But you know what? It's passive income. And it's also location independent income. And it's an income where you can, you know, live at home and hang out with your family more often, go places, travel all the time, do things that you really want to do in life. You don't have to work for somebody else. You get to keep all the profit on your orders. You're not working hard to make somebody else rich. You know, you are self-employed, and being self-employed means you're your own boss. You get to make your own hours. You get to take breaks whatever you want to. If you don't want to work a certain day, you just don't work that day. If you do want to work all day long because you're excited about launching a new site, you work all day long, and that's your own thing. You're working on your own venture. No one can tell you what to do or where to go and what you should wear. You know, no one can tell you when to take a break or how long your break can be. It's true freedom, and it's pretty awesome. So if you want to live this lifestyle, this is one way to do it. And I now have a program that actually teaches you step by step how to get there. You have to commit to it. You have to be committed and you have to be willing to invest your time and money in it. So for those of you that are willing to commit and invest and you know, break free of that 9-to-5 and live that lifestyle of your dreams, I'm waiting for you inside the high ticket dropshipping masterclass. So I'll see you in there and see you in the next episode. Take care.